The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Good morning and welcome to the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you here as the 2016-17 Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament, the biggest and best premier PWEA tournament in Minnesota. We welcome you as we'll have four championship games to be played here today, beginning with the Headwaters bracket. Between the home team Superior and the visiting Wayzata. These two teams got to this point. As we look back, Superior defeated Bismarck White 5-4 late yesterday afternoon. And Wayzata defeated Virginia 6-2. That's how that bracket played out. We'll take a deeper look into each of these teams as we progress through this afternoon. We're going to turn it over to our PA announcer for today's starting lineups.
International Hockey Tournament. Now for your starting lineups first for the Wayzata Trojans, the guests on the scoreboard. In goal, number one, Jonathan Hansen. Number four, Daniel Tov. Number eight, Peter Melquist. Number 10, Drew Clark. Number 12, Wyatt Peterson. And number 17, James Triplett. And the rest of the Trojans, coached by Kent Anderson, Steve Triplett, and John Peterson, and Matt Earhart. Now for the home team on the scoreboard, the Superior Spartans. Starting in goal, number 30, Trent Peterson. At defense, number 2, George Hansen. And at the other defense, number 5, Trevor Anderson. Starting at forward, number 10, Luke Schottenbauer. Number 12, Andrew Rude. And number 19, Tyler Friedrich. And the rest of the Spartans, coached by Kellen McCoshin, Matt Sislow, and Dane Morin.
Here from the Sanford Center, as we get ready to drop the puck between the two teams that have made it to the championship game for Headwaters, as you join us here from the home of the Bemidji State University men's and women's hockey programs, the Sanford Center, the Robert H. Peters Rink. And we are expecting some pretty good snowfall today and through the evening, so I'm sure these guys want to get these games going so that these teams can make it home safe. And the puck is down. Superior wins the draw. They'll drive it toward the blue line. Now it's sent deep into Superior territory by Wyzetta. Picked up at the back wall by Andrew Rood. Stolen away, however, by Wyatt Peterson. Peterson of the Trojans got bumped off the play. Nice work there by George Hansen of Superior, but turned over, and it'll be covered up by the goaltender, Trent Peterson. So Wyzetta quickly taking control of some offense here in this PWA Headwaters Bracket Championship game. The other two teams playing this morning are Bismarck White and Virginia. Those two teams playing the consolation round over at the Bemidji Community Arena across town over by the high school. That rink is the home of the Lumberjacks, Bemidji High School. Sent deep into Wyzetta territory. Wyzetta the visitor, Superior the home team here to start things off. Superior decked out in their white jerseys with blue trim. Wyzetta wearing navy and gold. Dark navy blue jerseys and pants. Gold helmets. Superior with their navy blue helmets as well. We'll get a face-off just outside of the Wyzetta end of the ice. The face-off will be just out in front of the Wyzetta bench. Trying to win the draw there was Grant Nelson. His teammate will play it out of the zone and ahead to the Superior blue line. Lifted into the offensive zone by Tyler Friedrich. Tapped right back out to center, though, by Wyzetta. Carried in by Andrew Leeson. Leeson drives it to the back wall behind the net of Peterson. And now Superior will get control, and they will carry the puck out of their zone. Up the ice, here comes George Hansen. Hansen drives that one just wide into the left corner. Picked up by Wyzetta. They'll try to fling that one out past the blue line. And an offsides call will be called against Superior. Good morning and thanks for tuning in to our broadcast here on PaulBunyanHockey.com, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. Kelly Schultz with you. Normally with Bemidji State Women's Hockey, but they are off until the 13th of January. We got a long, long break. Beavers play in the WCHA on the women's side and the men's side. Beaver men were at Alaska Anchorage, taking a split on the road, now headed to Bowling Green. Faceoff comes just outside the Superior zone. Winning the draw was Carter Kalen. He's driven toward the blue line, the offensive zone, now tapped away. Here comes Wyzetta back the other way. Logan Wright drives it to the back wall. His teammate, Talon Tove, will try to collect it. And that one's stolen right back by Superior. They're going to carry it up the ice. Up the ice, speeding up the ice, is Cal Piggott. And he gets bumped off the play. Another faceoff will come just outside the offensive zone for Superior. Teams will change up their lines a little bit. Faceoff won by Superior. It was Andrew Rood who drove that one into the offensive zone along the near half boards. Picked up by Wyzetta and carried out by James Triplett. Triplett passed it ahead out at center. Carried in on the right wing side. A shot taken right into the chest of Peterson. Shot came off of the stick of Andrew Clark, also known as Drew Clark. Call him by the name he was announced as. One of the starters on this Wyzetta team. Well, looks like we're going to get our first penalty of the day. against Superior. So power play coming up, the first one of the day for Wayzata. And Wayzata will be a man advantage here for 2 minutes. Face off won by Wayzata. Picked up there at the blue line, driven to the far circle by Mason Osberg. Now driven high and wide by a player I don't have on my roster. Oh, Joseph. Nope. We'll try to find him here. Number six for Wayzata.
2 minute minor penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 19, Tyler Friedrich. 2 minutes for slashing.
Back behind the net of Superior, we're going to get another penalty. This time a 5-on-3 opportunity for the Trojans. Driven high, it came off the stick of I think it was Peter Melquist. So, Superior with two players in the penalty box, Tyler Friedrich. And he'll be joined
at the 4 minutes and 20 seconds of the first period. Spartan penalty has been assessed to number 11, Trevor Durfee. 2 minutes for checking.
Durfee gets called for checking. So 5-on-3 for Wayzata. A shot, big save made there by Peterson. The shot came from the blue line. Off the stick of Reese Wallen. Wallen again with the puck. He'll slide it along the blue line. Another shot fired. Oh, and the goalie, Peterson, hangs on. It ended up right behind his skates, and somehow he got his glove behind himself. Nice opportunity there by Peter Melquist on the far side of the blue line. I believe that's Melquist. It looks like part of an 8 on his jersey. He's got his jersey sort of tucked into the back of his breezers there, so I apologize if a parent or grandparent is listening. And I believe that's Melquist. He was one of the starters here this afternoon, or this morning, excuse me. We'll have four games in all broadcast today. 12 seconds left on the 5-on-3. A minute 16 left on the power play. Nice play there by Superior. Aiden Downs. And Superior still one man short. As Friedrich skated back to the bench. A shot and a goal. That one was lifted high over the head of Peterson by Reese Wallen. With 11:33 left to play. And it's 1-0 visitors. Wayzata Trojans with a power play goal. I forgot to take the power play off of the scoreboard, but both teams back to 5-on-5 hockey. A 1-0 game here with 11:33 to play in the first period. Wayzata again will tap that one deep into Superior.
Trojan goal scored by number 16, Reese Wallen. Assisted by number 12, Wyatt Peterson. Wallen from Peterson.
So Wallen from Peterson. That was the power play goal. Puck's going to sail all the way up the ice. We're going to get an icing call against Superior. We forgot to take the penalty time off the clock here. There we go. Now they took it off. Might have thrown Superior for a little bit of a loop there. One of the defensemen looked at the scoreboard and drove the puck all the way up the ice. So an icing call and a faceoff as Wyzetta's Carter Earhart won the draw. Superior will get the puck back near side of their zone. Driven out and carried out by Cal Piggott. Off the ice into the offensive zone. Right half wall. Moving the puck, a shot and a goal. What a play there by the Superiors. They tie it up. That was a beautiful shot by Tyler Friedrich. 10:21 to play. And a tie game. We'll get you the official scoring here.
At 10:21, Spartan goal scored by number 19, Tyler Friedrich. Assisted by number 22, Kel Piggott. And number 12, Andrew Rude. Friedrich from Piggott and Rude.
There is your scoring summary. 1-1 here in the first with just under 10 minutes to play. Between these two teams in the Headwaters bracket. Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament in Bemidji, Minnesota, here at the Sanford Center. Perfect day to be inside. And Happy New Year, by the way. One of the Wyzetta players lost their stick inside the offensive zone. Superior is going to take advantage of that. And Carter Pettit will carry the puck all the way up the ice. Pettit makes a move. He got poke checked off of it. Nice defensive work there by Wyzetta. I believe it was Zachary Anderson who made that play. Kept Pettit from getting a great scoring opportunity. Faceoff will come outside of Wyzetta's zone. And Superior had won the draw. Hansen now driven into the offensive zone. A battle for the puck along the blue line. Kalen wasn't able to hold, and it'll be sent up the ice. In on the left wing side was Peterson. Now at the blue line, gets through traffic. Little steal there by Superior. Tapped it back out to center. Driven high toward the net. And picked up now again by the Spartans, and driven all the way up the ice, stopped there by the goaltender, Jonathan Hansen. Left half wall, broken free to the blue line, kept in by Superior. Superior still trying to get the play from leaving their zone. Now here up the ice, here comes Wyzetta with a shot. Oh, what a play, but a penalty coming up. I believe an interference call. There's a breakaway there for Wyzetta's number 12, Wyatt Peterson. He already has an assist here in this game. And they are giving Superior an interference call, I believe. Good defensive work. Sometimes you have to take those calls. You got a guy coming up the ice on a breakaway. You got to catch him. Kel Piggott in the penalty box for Superior. So the Spartans will be shorthanded here for 2 minutes with 8:22 left to play in the first period and a 1-1 game.
At the 8:38 mark of the first period, 2 minute penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 22, Kel Piggott. 2 minutes for interference.
So this is the third power play opportunity for Wayzata. And they are 1-for-2 so far here in the extra attacker. Their lone goal coming on a power play. Wayzata trying to cycle the puck. Superior will get it back. Nice work by Tyler Friedrich. Fired the puck all the way up the ice. Cleared it with 1 minute left in the extra attacker. Power play for Wayzata. Another stop there out at center. Driven back deep by Carter Kalen. Wayzata will get it back and try to cycle it out of their zone. Long headman pass. And on the right wing side is Logan Wright with a shot and a save by Trent Peterson. And Superior's goaltender comes up with another big save. They haven't been keeping track of shots on goal here in this hockey game, but Peterson's seen his share of shots on goal so far, including a breakaway that he stopped. And, of course, he got a little help from the guy in the penalty box. Wayzata back to the blue line. Wallen could not keep it inside. It actually was blocked by Superior's Carter Kalen. Coming in with a shot. Nice big defensive play there. Another shot and a goal. All the way from the blue line, the goaltender Peterson had just made a big save. His defense came up with a huge play. And unfortunately, Peterson couldn't regroup in the penalty box or in the goal net, goal crease, as they open up the penalty box and let Cal Pig it out. So a 2-1 hockey game with 6:36 to play.
6:36 mark of the first period. Trojan goal scored by number 17, James Triplett. Assisted by number 2, Zachary Anderson. Triplett from Anderson on the power play.
So Wayzata now 2-for-3 on the power play. And another goal as I was looking down, writing all my notes out here. And Wayzata takes a 3-1 lead. With just 6:17 left in this first period. That'll teach me to look down. We'll get you the official scoring. So two quick goals here, all within the span of 19 minutes.
At the 6:17 mark of the first period, Trojan goal scored by number 10, Drew Clark. Assisted by number 12, Wyatt Peterson. Clark from Peterson.
So there's your goal scoring. So Triplett and Clark both score for Wayzata just 19 seconds apart to make it a 3-1 lead for Wayzata. 6:03 left to play here in the first. We got a lot of hockey left to be played. This could be a high-scoring game. Superior gets the puck back, racing up the ice, a 2-on-2 with Pettit trying to make a move. Oh, what a play! Nice work there by Cal Piggott. Slides that one right through the legs of the goaltender, Jonathan Hansen. We got ourselves an interesting hockey game here. Superior battling back. It's a nice play as Pettit and Piggott were flying up the ice, going 2-on-2 with the defense. Get you the official scoring.
At the 5:46 mark of the first period, Spartan goal scored by number 22, Kel Piggott. Assisted by number 15, Carter Pettit. Piggott from Pettit.
It's a tongue twister if you say it 10 times fast. Wayzata with a shot. Nice big save by Peterson. And the puck will be sent all the way up the ice. They wave off icing. Picked up by Wayzata. Peter Melquist will clear it all the way back out and into the offensive zone. That one's stolen away out at the blue line by Superior. Tapped in. Nice work by Superior. Again, trying to go the one-timer. Just missing was Andrew Rude. The pass came off of the stick of Friedrich. And Rude wasn't able to tap it away. Nice idea, though, by Superior as they find themselves down 3-2. With Wayzata leading with 4:37 to play in the first period. 17-minute periods here at the Sanford Center for our Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Pee-wee A and double A. Get an icing call and a face-off in the right circle of Wayzata zone. So far, Wayzata is 2-for-3 on the power play. Superior hasn't had an extra attacker opportunity yet. Back behind the net of Hansen. Wayzata will try to clear. Kept in there by Superior. That was Trevor Durkee for Superior. And Wayzata will break out of their zone. Up the ice. Here comes Logan Wright. And on the right wing side, got bumped off the play by Trevor Anderson. At the back wall, Superior battles trying to get the puck away from Wayzata. Oh, bouncing puck out in front of the net of Peterson. And what a great defensive, hardworking play there. As Piggott is able to get it back toward the blue line without giving up a goal. Tied up. Actually went into the back of the pants of Peter Melquist. Whistled that play, and we'll get a face-off just outside of Superior's zone. Here comes Superior up the ice. Through traffic, the shot taken. Bouncing puck will go toward the back wall. And it'll be cleared out by Wayzata. Rink-wide pass. Came off the stick of James Triplett. Here comes Superior, back up the ice with a shot. That one just slid wide of the near post. As Aiden Downs had a great look. 2 minutes left in the first, 3-2. Wayzata leading Superior. It was 3-1. As Wayzata had scored back-to-back goals, take that 3-1 lead. We got an injured player down on the ice for Wayzata. A collision in the corner. And he gets back up onto his feet. Superior with a shot from the far side of the blue line. And it'll be broken out. Here comes Wayzata back up the ice. Nice poke check by the defenseman. Who patiently waits. That's George Hansen. And now Superior trying to make a move. Went right through the legs of one of the Wayzata players. That was Friedrich with some fancy moves there. But then had it stolen away And stolen right back out at neutral ice by Superior. Flipped toward the net. It'll be covered up there by Wayzata's goaltender, Jonathan Hansen. Three to our score with just over a minute left to play. Back behind the net of Wayzata's goalie.
1 minute in the period.
Shot taken from the top of the right circle. Ricocheted toward the back wall. Tied up along the near wall. That one's going to pop out to neutral ice as Wayzata was able to clear. And chasing it down for Wayzata was Earhart. Nice tapper into the offensive zone, and coming way out of the crease was Hansen. He caught the puck in the slot. 27 seconds left here in the first. A 3-2 lead for Wayzata. Today's broadcast being brought to you by Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. Thanks to everyone who helps put this great tournament on. A lot of people involved in the behind the scenes that make this happen, and of course all the great businesses like Holiday Inn Express, who sponsors this Headwaters bracket. The championship game here between Superior and Wayzata. Meanwhile, Bismarck White and Virginia battle it out for the consolation championship of the Headwaters bracket over at the BCA. Wayzata was the winner of the West Division, scoring 10 goals. Actually, I'll take that back. Wayzata took fourth place in that West Division. And that'll do it for period number one. We take a break, a brief break. They will not resurface in between two periods. They will take a two-minute break and come right back into action here as we get ourselves a 3-2 lead by Wayzata after one period of play. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center for period number two of the Headwaters bracket, the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. 3-2 our score with Wayzata leading. $16.52 to play in the second.
At the 8 second mark in the second period, 2 minute penalty has been assessed for Wayzata. Number 10, Drew Clark, 2 minutes for hooking.
So Wayzata gets called for their first penalty of the game. And Superior goes on a power play. Superior with a shot. Big save made there. That one went off the back of the goalie, hit the pipe and bounced out. So no goal as they wave that one off and keep playing. Slid around to the back wall. Minute 12 to play. Or a minute 6 left in the extra attacker. Seconds left on the extra attacker here for Superior as they're on their first power play of the day. Wayzata with the puck.
Wayzata, full strength.
Wayzata leading Superior. Wayzata with the shot. Came off the stick of Anderson. Picked up top of the right circle. Shot fired there by Logan Wright. Kick save made by Trent Peterson. Wayzata battles to keep the play alive inside the offensive zone. Tied up over on the far half wall. A nice pass. Bottom of the left circle. Shot taken and a big save and some frustration there out of the possible goal scorer. I think it was Peter Melquist. Again, his shirt is tucked into the back of his razors. I can't tell what number it is. It's either an 8 or a 9. It's either Melquist or Larson. Nice play at the blue line to keep the play alive. Slid rink wide by Clark. A shot taken from inside the right circle by Wyatt Peterson. Another save there for the goaltender, Trent Peterson, of Superior. First period was kind of a crazy first period. Lots of goals scored. 3-2. Our score here with 13:26 to play in the second period. Back to the blue line. Slid all the way around. Down low along the near corner. Clark. Back to the blue line. Shot fired and it was blocked there by Superior. Nice work by Andrew Rood. And he'll send that one up the ice back into Why is that a zone? The Trojans will break out of their zone. Collision at the blue line. Izetta gets the puck back. They'll drive it up and out of play. We'll get a timeout here, or a little bit of a break. Faceoff will come just outside of the Superior blue line. Again, you're listening to the 2016 Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. Here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota, I'm Kelly Schultz. Wyzetta will collect the puck out at center. Picked up there by Osberg. He couldn't hang on. Now Anderson of Wyzetta. Out to center. And in over the Superior blue line. Picked up, though, by the Spartans. As Piggott will carry it out and skate up the ice. Piggott drops it off at the blue line. Onto the stick of Kalen. Kalen. Shot fired from the bottom of the left circle and a penalty coming up here on the Spartans. And pleading his case is one of the Spartans' superior to number 22 or 23. Might have been Piggott. For Superior, that's their fourth penalty that they've been called for here today. The Wyzetta Trojans are 2-for-3 on the power play. It was Piggott that ended up in the penalty box. We'll get the official call. Superior drives the puck into...
At the 4 minute 54 second of the second period, a 2 minute penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 22, Kel Piggott. 2 minutes for roughing.
Wyzetta gets called for icing. Never want to do that when you're on the extra attacker. 11:41 to play here in the second period. 3-2, Wyzetta leads Superior. Izetta on the power play. Their fourth of the day. Shot blasted high. Goal went off the crossbar. Superior almost scoring a shorthanded goal there. It was one of their defensemen. Aiden Downs with that shot. Just clanked it. Back inside Superior's zone. Izetta on the power play. Collected at the back wall. Tapped out in front. A nice idea there by Wyzetta, trying to go backdoor. Carry it in on the left wing side. By Wyzetta's Peter Melquist. Back to the blue line. Shot taken right up the slot. And Wyzetta having to collect the puck back out at center. Reese Wallen. Wallen already has a goal here today. Melquist again, getting a little physical out there at that blue line. Carried back in by Logan Wright. Wright tries to center the puck and ran into a wall of Spartans. Wallen again trying to turn and fire that one. Got a little help from Earhart. We got a player down on the ice. Another injured Wyzetta player. Carter Earhart still down in a heap on the ice. His coach will, or coach or trainer, somebody's going to walk out and check on him. Looks like he's going to get up. Got a little dinged up. Skates off on his own. They're still going to take a look at him. And another penalty coming up against Superior. Aiden Downs in the penalty box along with Kel Piggott. Piggott has 21 seconds left on his penalty time.
At the 6:33 mark of the second period, 2-minute penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 6, Aiden Downs. 2 minutes interference.
Lizetta on a 5-on-3. Superior able to drive that one all the way up the ice. George Hansen with that clearing. Wyzetta gets it back. They'll
Spartan, one man short.
Break out of their zone. Still a 5-on-4 for Wyzetta. Wyzetta's Wyatt Peterson tried to get a shot off and fanned on it. His teammate kept the play alive. It was James Triplett. Send it back to the blue line. Rink-wide pass finds Osberg. Osberg now tapped onto the stick of Clark. Osberg drives it to the back wall. Now Triplett with it. They'll play it back to the blue line, far side. Lizetta trying to cycle the puck around. 54 seconds left in the 5-on-4 for the Trojans. Top of the right circle, driven to the back wall by Osberg. And Superior is able to clear it up the ice. Another big play there by George Hansen. 3-2 our score. Wyzetta leading Superior with just under 9 minutes to play. 30 seconds left in the power play for Wyzetta. Dropped off. Poke checked away. Andrew Rood is able to drive it up the ice. And Wyzetta with an opportunity there. Pucks, it's loose, broken free.
Full strength.
Superior will break it out of their zone. They are back to full strength. Wyzetta drives it right back into Superior territory. Picked up by Pettingill. Over to the far wall, kept in by Wyzetta. Zachary Anderson. Now broken off the wall, and it'll be carried out up the ice. Here comes Superior. Trevor Durfee. Durfee with a shot right into the pads of Jonathan Hansen. Hansen thought he had it in his glove, ended up looking down for the puck. Came up with a big save there for the Trojans. 7:52 to play here in the second period. Headwaters Bracket Championship game of the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. A blast. Another bit of frustration there by Wyzetta's Peter Melquist. I don't think I've ever seen a kid get that frustrated when getting a little snake bit. He's a little fired up there. Coach needs to have him sit and take a chill pill. Honestly, I've never seen a kid get that worked up about. He had a great shot. Just going up against a pretty decent goaltender. Can't score them all. That's all I got to say. Face off just inside the blue line of Superior's zone. Wyzetta controls. Driven to the left corner. Battle for the puck between Aiden Downs and Izetta's Drew Clark. Carried back the other way by Superior's Frederick. Izetta will collect it, and they will carry it back out up the ice. Here comes the Trojans. Bumped off the play. We're going to get a penalty called against Superior. A tripping call. And Wyzetta will go on their fifth power play of the day.
At the 11:06 mark of the second period, Spartan penalty has been assessed to number 10, Luke Schottenbauer. 2 minutes for Trippy.
And a goal for Wyzetta. With 5:38 to play in the second period, a 4-2 hockey game. We'll get you the official scoring. A power play goal. Trojans are now 3-for-5 on the power play.
At the 11:22 mark of the second period, scoring a second goal of the game, number 10, Drew Clark. Assisted by number 2, Zachary Anderson, and number 12, Wyatt Peterson. Clark from Anderson and Peterson on the power play.
So 4-2 our score with just over 5 minutes to play here in the second period. It's the Headwaters Bracket Championship game here at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Here comes Wyzetta on a breakaway, a shot. Oh, just missing wide of the net. Nice big play there by Wyzetta's Andrew Leeson. Superior able to drive the puck back up the ice. Wyzetta will try to break it out. Kept in on the far side of the blue line by Andrew Rude. Oh, point blank shot. That one was held onto by the goalie for Wyzetta, Jonathan Hansen. To our score with just over 4 minutes to play here in the second period. Championship game in the Headwaters bracket. We'll tell you a little bit more about the rest of the tournament. 4 games in all here at the Sanford Center today. All championship games of each of the brackets. Wyzetta trying to clear the puck out of their zone, having a bit of a struggle against Superior as the Spartans trying to get back into this hockey game, finding themselves down by 2. Wyzetta will try to break it out of their zone, and Superior gets called for another penalty, this time their 6th penalty of the day. Penalty's a little lopsided here. Actually, no, they're going to call it against Wyzetta. I'll take that back. I was going to say Superior has been called for an awful lot of penalties. 5-0. Now Izetta gets called for a penalty. Be called against Izetta's Matthew Larson.
At the 13-31 mark of the second period, a two-minute penalty has been assessed to Wyzetta's number 9, Matthew Larson. 2 minutes cross-checking.
Cross-checking the call. It's a bit aggressive. Superior with a shot on the power play, covered up there by the goaltender. A little tossle there in the goal crease. And one of the Wyzetta players getting pushed down into all that snow down there at the Wyzetta goal. The shot came off the stick of Aiden Downs. Another shot from the near side of the blue line. That one by Friedrich. Kept in by Pettingill. Friedrich again tries to wrap that one around. Wasn't able to. Wyzetta able to clear it up the ice. 1:04 left in the penalty time to Wyzetta's Matthew Larson for a cross check. Wyzetta will keep the play down at the opposite end. Superior's Trevor Durfee get bumped off the play. Andrew Rood will skate it out of the zone. Tapped into the offensive zone by Superior. Here comes Friedrich. He gets bumped off of it in the corner. Centering pass out in front. Oh, bumped off of the play. And back the other way. Here comes Wyzetta. With a minute 43 left here in the second period, a 4-2 lead for Wyzetta. 10 seconds left and the extra attacker for Superior. Pettingill drives out just wide. Trojans back to full strength. Larson heads back to his bench. Two left to play in the second period. A 4-2 hockey game here in the Headwaters Bracket Championship game.
1 minute remaining, second period.
We'll get our second intermission coming up, a much longer second intermission as they will resurface the ice. Oh, shot. Stopped there by Superior's goaltender. Trent Peterson came up with a big play and an interference call against Superior on the rebound attempt. And George Hansen heads to the penalty box.
At the 16-12 mark of the second period, a 2 minute penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 2, George Hansen. 2 minutes interference.
Sixth power play of the day for Wyzetta. They are 3-for-5 this morning. Superior able to drive the puck up the ice. 31 seconds left in the second. We'll get a break. Our second intermission coming up. Wyzetta gains the puck out at center. Into the offensive zone. Bottom of the left circle. Nice big play there by Wyatt Peterson, but a big stop by Trent Peterson, the goalie for Superior. Couple players got tangled up over on the far wall. Shot came from the blue line. And a big penalty coming up against Superior. Just as time expired, and it's going to be 5-on-4 to start, or 5-on-3 to start the third period for Superior. They're going to get called with another penalty just as time had expired in the second period. And they will put time on the clock here and let the Zamboni roll. We'll take a break and give our sponsors a chance to be thanked. Again, sponsors of our broadcast today include Coca-Cola of Bemidji, McDonald's of Bemidji, Glass Doctor, and Higgins Heating. We'll be back in just a moment here from the Sanford Center. So we get to our...
At the 17-minute mark of the second period, a two-minute penalty has been assessed to Superior's number 6, Aiden Downs. 2 minutes for checking.
You're listening to the 2016-17 Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. Headwaters Bracket Championship game to start our morning here online, paulbunyanhockey.com.
The Coca-Cola Bottling Company welcomes everyone to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament and wishes the best to all the teams playing this year. We proudly support our youth hockey program and the Bemidji Youth Hockey Association for all the hard work they do to help young players learn the fundamentals of hockey, promote teamwork, and fair play. We hope that all of our visiting teams have the opportunity to enjoy the area and the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Good luck from everyone at Coca-Cola Bottling Company, Bemidji.
The Glass Doctor of Bemidji would like to wish all of the teams participating in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament the best of luck as your team strives for a championship. Just a reminder that the Glass Doctor is a place to go for all your glass repair and replacement needs for auto, residential, or light commercial work. Walk-ins welcome or call for an appointment. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The Glass Doctor of Bemidji.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two locations. McDonald's is a proud supporter of youth hockey and wishes all the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament this weekend. Good luck to all the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Welcome back to the Headwaters Bracket Championship game of the 2016 Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here in Bemidji at the Sanford Center. Our score, 4-2 Wayzata. After two periods of play as we head into the third period, Wayzata will be on a 5-on-3 power play to start this out. Wayzata today already has 3 power play goals. This, their 6th and 7th opportunity of the day. Started out with a penalty to Superior's Hansen with a 1:06 left on that penalty time here to start the third. And then a 2-minute penalty to Superior's Aiden Downs at the tail end at the buzzer of the second period. 5-on-3 for Wayzata. Inside the offensive zone, Superior is able to clear it out. Up the ice, shorthanded, comes Carter Kalin. He gets poke-checked off of the play. Driven around to the far wall and chased down by Carter Earhart. He'll carry it out of Wayzata's zone and up the ice. And on the left-wing side, drops it off at the blue line. Finds his teammate Anderson. Back to the point. And losing an edge was Osberg. And that gives Superior a chance to drive the puck all the way up the ice. 14 seconds left on the penalty time. To Superior's George Hansen. So the Spartans still down a player. 5-on-4 hockey for another 42 seconds. 15:39 to play here in the hockey game. 4-2, Wyzetta leads Superior. At the back wall, Superior will try to drive that one out. It's kept in there at the blue line by Larson. Along the far wall, tap to the corner. Skating up the half wall is Wyzetta. Driven to the point. Kick save made there by Trent Peterson. He'll try to get his glove down on it. That one was broken free. And Superior will break it out of their zone. That
Spartans
does it.
Full strength.
Spartans back to full strength. 5-on-5 hockey. Just under 15 minutes to play in the hockey game. 4-2. Wyzetta leading Superior here in the Headwaters bracket. Back inside Superior zone. Picked up there at the back wall by Wyzetta's Carter Earhart. Now broken out of the zone. Here comes Superior. Piggott drops it off. Finds Rude, a shot high over the head of the goaltender, Jonathan Hansen. Where's the number one? He's had a pretty good game so far. He's made some big saves. Superior back with the puck. Hansen right up the slot. Tries to make a move. Another big save there and a shot and a goal. The rebound came right out in front and Superior within a goal. Andrew Root, I believe, will get credit for that one. With 13:59 to play in the third. Asaf comes out at center. Grant Nelson would face off against Carter Kalen. Kalen had won the draw.
At the 3:01 mark of the third period, Spartan goal scored by number 12, Andrew Rude. Assisted by number 19, Tyler Friedrich. And number 2, George Hansen. Rude from Friedrich and Hansen at 3:01.
There's your scoring summary. A 4-3 hockey game with 13:30 to play. Wyzetta still leads by one. Wyzetta able to drive the puck all the way up the ice. They wave off icing. You're listening to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament 2016 edition, although it is 2017 now, but the tournament started on Friday. And it winds down today with four championship brackets, championship games like this morning's. This is the first one of the day, our Headwaters bracket, brought to you by Holiday Inn Express. The consolation round between Bismarck White and Virginia will get you caught up on scores coming up. Coming up in game two of our morning will be the Egan versus East Grand Forks game. That one, the I think that's the Blue Ox. Nope, that one is the, let's see, it is the Blue Ox bracket, I believe. Trying to find the link. Yep, Blue Ox bracket is the next round. Egan versus East Grand Forks will be next after today's morning opener of the Headwaters bracket. Of course, Wyzetta got here by beating Virginia 6-2 yesterday afternoon, and Superior knocked off Bismarck White 5-4. So Bismarck White and Virginia playing. And a collision is Wyzetta trying to make it a 5-3 game. A nice stop there by Superior's Trent Peterson. Face off. Comes out of the zone. .11:59 to play here in the third. 4-3. Lizetta leading Superior. Superior gets the puck back. Carter Pettit drives it out of his defensive zone. Finds Kalen. Kalen tries to slide that one through traffic into the left corner. Collision. Now Pettit gets it back. Sends it back to the blue line. Nice play. Anderson lines up. Sends that one wide. Picked up again by the Spartans. Pettit battling there and a penalty coming up, I believe, against Wyzetta for interference. And it is. Pettit held his ground and Wyzetta's Reese Wallen wouldn't budge. Looked like a got his stick underneath Pettit's stick to keep him from getting the shot.
At the 5:43 mark of the third period, 2-minute penalty has been assessed to Wyzetta's number 16, Reese Wallen. 2 minutes interference.
So Wallen in the penalty box. This is only the third power play of the day for Superior. Superior's power play unit consists of Jerfy, Pettingill, Piggott, Rude, and missing one. Friedrich. Piggott tried to drive that one toward the net. Puck will sail high and end up in the glove of Hansen. Minute 29 left in the extra attacker for Superior. 4-3 score. Superior trying to tie this game up here. At one point, Wyzetta had a 3-1 lead. Then a 4-2 lead. It's been a little back and forth, but not much. Superior, top of the left circle, a shot taken by Seth Pettingill. And it was held onto there by Hansen. Minute 14 left in the power play for Superior. Missed pass there at the blue line. Back the other way, here comes Wyzetta. Grant Nelson. Got bumped off the play. Defensive work there by George Hansen. And Superior is able to clear it out to neutral ice. Picked up there by Kalen. Carried in on the left wing side. He gets hauled down. Nothing. Oh, they will call it. I was going to say, I didn't see the arm go up, and that will be a penalty against Wyzetta. And that's going to be a 5-on-3 for Superior. Here's their chance. Down by a goal. The Superior is going to have 39 seconds left on the 5-on-3. And a 5-on-4 for a little over minute 21. And in the penalty box for Wyzetta is Zachary Anderson.
At the 7-4 mark of the third period, a 2-minute penalty has been assessed to Wyzetta's number 2, Zachary Anderson. 2 minutes for checking.
All the way around to the far wall. Puck is chopped to the back wall by Superior. Friedrich tried to carry it out front. He's going to tap it aside. Rude tried to put that one up her shelf. He was stopped there on the near side of the goal. Blasted from the far side of the blue line. Oh, big glove save there. Nice little pass out in front of the net. And then Friedrich tried to put that one away. Hansen's come up with some big saves here for this Wyzetta team. 9:19 left to play. 2 seconds left in the 5-on-3.
Short. One man short.
Izetta back to four skaters. And here comes Wyzetta, shorthanded. Back the other way. Wallen just out of the penalty box. Now Superior with a puck, skating all the way up the ice. Downs with a shot. Glove save made there by Hansen. 52 seconds left on the power play for Superior. 5-on-4 hockey here with 8:47 to play and a 4-3 lead for Wyzetta. Trojans leading the Spartans. It's been a good game so far. Most of the scoring came in the first period. It was a 3-2 game after one. A 4-2 game after two. 4-3 game after two. We have not had... Take that back. It was 4-2. And then 4-3 here to start this third period. Izetta trying to break it out of their zone. Nice play there defensively. 29 seconds left on the extra attacker. Puck sails back behind the net of the Superior goaltender, Peterson. A big push there at the near half wall. Spartan fans were looking for a penalty, didn't get it. 6 seconds left on the extra attacker. Spartans clear it out of their zone. Nice pass.
Full strength.
Kalen back in on the near wall, and a penalty coming up for a check. Logan Wright just drove his opponent into the boards. So Superior back on the power play. For Superior, this there.
At the 9:10 mark of the third period, a 2-minute penalty has been assessed to Wyzetta's number 3, Logan Wright. 2 minutes for interference.
So the penalties are starting to even out. Wyzetta has been called with 5 penalties here today. Superior with 7. What a heavy hitting. Wyzetta able to clear the puck briefly. 5-on-4 hockey for another minute 37. A 4-3 lead for the Trojans. Good pressure there by Wyzetta, keeping Superior from getting back into the offensive zone. Shot high toward the net by Daniel Tov. And it's gloved and held onto there by, Seth Pettingill. Get my rosters mixed up here. Pettingill with the shot for Superior and the save by Hansen. 7:12 to play here in the third of our Headwaters Bracket Championship game. The Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Clearing attempt stopped there. Nice play by Schottenbauer. Gets the puck toward the net. Big scrum comes out in front of goaltender Hansen. Get a whistle. And a face-off. Right circle of Wyzetta's zone with a minute 10 left on the Superior power play. Superior had won the draw. Puck was misplayed by one of the Superior players at the blue line, and we'll get a face-off all the way up the ice. Called a hand pass. They don't use the same rules as the college game. I'm used to calling Bemidji State Women's Hockey. If you do a hand pass, they just move it to the next zone, not all the way up the ice. This time in Pee Wee Hockey, they move it all the way back up the ice into your own zone on hand pass. Wyzetta able to clear it back out to center. Being chased down there Inside his own zone is Trevor Durfee. Durfee will skate the puck all the way up the ice, back over all three lines. Makes a move up the slot, shoots one right into the belly of Hansen, and he'll hang on for another save. 35 seconds left of the power play time for Superior. Logan Wright in the penalty box for checking. All the action of this tournament got started at noon on Friday. Every team guaranteed 5 games. A great tournament. I was actually out east in Rochester, New York with BSU women's hockey a couple of weeks prior to Christmas. And they had a huge 25-team Might tournament happening. We were staying at the same hotel with most of the teams. I'll tell you more about that here as Superior tries to capitalize on this power play. Nice pass. Oh, just a little too hard, and it jumps the stick of Trevor Anderson at the blue line. Spartans back to full strength, then Nelson with the puck. Bottom of the goal line. Shot fired. Gloved and dropped. Oh, big save made there by Peterson. 4-3 our score with 5:35 to play in the game. Now the Spartans with a steal. What a great play. Another big rebound as Superior's Cal Piggott got a couple of good clean shots off on the goalie, and Hansen coming up huge. And now the Spartans will get called for a penalty themselves. And that is penalty number 8 here this afternoon. Lots of penalties called. A tripping call against Superior's Cal Piggott. He's got to be frustrated. He had a great look and a great opportunity to get his team tied up here.
At the 11-minute and 40-second mark of the third period, a 2-minute penalty has been assessed to number Superior's number 22, Kel Piggott. 2 minutes for tripping.
Tripping the call. Lizetta cycling the puck inside the offensive zone. Elquist sent it toward the net. At the back wall was Earhart. Now back to the blue line. Wallen. Don't wind up and fire. Hits traffic. Superior gets it back, and they'll fling that puck all the way up the ice. Nice work by Osberg. Lizetta again with the puck. 4:28. We're going to keep an eye on the clock here. Final 4 minutes of this hockey game. Superior down by 1. 4-3 our score. And offsides will be the call as Friedrich got a little bit ahead of the puck at the blue line. So just outside of the Wayzata zone, and a faceoff coming up here with 4:14 left to play. 54 seconds left on the penalty time to Superior's Cal Piggott. Superior trying to keep the puck out of their zone. Nice work out at the blue line. Now carried in by Wayzata. Shot taken. Big rebound came out in front of the goaltender Peterson. He got some help there from Andrew Rood. Wayzata with the shot. Chopped down along the near wall and out. 21 seconds left in the extra attacker for Wayzata. They already have 3 power play goals today. Wayzata with the shot right through the 5-hole. Wayzata goes up 5-3. A power play goal with 3:29 to play. We'll get the official scoring here.
At the 13:31 mark of the third period, Wayzata power play goal scored by number 17, James Triplett, assisted by number 6.
Number 6 with no name. Neil and I have been doing that all day today. He's not on the roster. Yeah, I'm not sure. O'Neill's trying to find a name for that kid, too. Well, hopefully he'll announce that kid's name. In between games, they will give out the ribbons and medals and such. We'll just turn on the PA and crowd mics and let her go after we take a commercial break. Again, thanks to all of our great sponsors this afternoon, Coca-Cola, Glass Doctor, Higgins Heating, and McDonald's. Wayzata trying to make it a 6-3 game. That one was stopped there by Peterson. Nice work. 2:50 to play here. 5-3, Wayzata leads Superior. Superior chops that one toward the blue line. It was kept in briefly by Wayzata. Now Friedrich drives that one down low. It'll be chased down by Piggott. Kept in play there by Rude. Now Piggott with a great chance. Oh, he lifts that one just too high. And now here comes Superior again on a breakaway, taking advantage of a line change, and that one got a little bit too far ahead of Pettit. He had his opportunity. And a poke check by Wayzata will send the puck out to neutral ice. So Pettit and Piggott had another chance to get on the scoreboard. They connected in that third goal by Superior. Taking a look at some of the goals today, the Wayzata Trojans with some big games. Andrew Clark had two goals so far. Wyatt Peterson with, I believe, four assists. Make that three assists. With a minute 25 left in the hockey game, Wayzata controlling the offensive play. A 5-3 puck sails over to the far corner.
1 minute remaining in the third period. 1 minute.
Superior trying to get on the scoreboard here late. Down 5-3 at the back wall behind the net of the goaltender for Wayzata. Now picked up. Superior trying to center that one out in front. And a shot. Oh, just missing wide with 21 seconds left. Puck came from the far side off the stick of Carter Pettit. And he has got to feel a little snake bit there. As of late, he's had some good looks in this third period to get his team back into the hockey game. 16.3 seconds left. And 12 seconds left, an empty net just missing. Wayzata trying to tack on their sixth. Face off. Left circle. Covered up there by the goalie for Wayzata, Jonathan Hansen. 7.7 seconds left. Faceoff will come right back into that left circle of Wayzata zone. They lead by two with an empty net at the other end for Superior. So they try to battle back into this one. Puck's going to sail up the ice, and chasing it down is Wayzata. And at the buzzer, that goal is going to count. I believe they're going to give that one to. He'll turn around and I can see his number. I think that was Osberg. Might have been. We'll see if they credit that one. It looks like they're going to announce it.
At the 16:59 mark of the third period, Wayzata goal scored by number 10, Drew Clark.
Clark.
All alone.
For Clark, that is a hat trick. So a big day for Wayzata. They win 6-3 here in the Headwaters, taking that championship. Clark with three goals on the day. Triplet with two goals, and Wallen with a goal.
Please line up on your respective blue lines.
We will send it back down to ice level for the announcement here. The Wayzata Tigers with a 6-3 win over Superior today. Zachary Anderson with two assists. Wyatt Peterson with three assists. Number six, we still don't know who that is. But three goals for Clark, two goals for Triplett, and a goal for Wallen. The Superior team with Andrew Rood, Cal Piggott, and Tyler Friedrich with goals.
Jonathan Hansen.
And here's your winner's announcement.
Number two, Zachary Anderson. Number three, Logan Wright. Number five, Grant Nelson. Number six, Daniel Tov. Number seven, Andy Leasing. Number eight, Peter Melquist. Number nine, Matthew Larson. Number 10, Drew Clark. Number 11, Ty Hogan. Number 12, Wyatt Peterson. Number 13, Andrew Owen. Number 14, Carter Earhart. Number 15, Mason Osberg. Number 16, Reese Wallen. Number 17, James Triplett. Number 30, Jack Peterson. Sport escort, Taven Welly. Coaches Kent Anderson, Steve Triplett, John Peterson, and Matt Earhart. And please come forward and get your Headwaters Bracket Championship Trophy. Thanks, everybody.
Again, our final score here in the Headwaters Bracket. 6-3, Wayzata defeats Superior.